Let's discover.
Have you heard of WWF? It's the biggest conservation organization in the world, and its logo is a giant panda.
Worldwide Fund for Nature.
Conservation projects. The planet is under great pressure from human activity, and only humans can change this. That's why, in 1961, a group of nature experts founded WWF. Originally, the name was World Wildlife Fund. Later, in 1986, it was changed to Worldwide Fund for Nature. The WWF is a fund because the projects to save the planet cost a lot of money.
Six priorities. WWF has six priorities: to conserve the world's forests and wildlife, but also to protect the oceans and provide fresh water for people and nature. The climate is another priority. WWF wants to create a zero-carbon world, powered by renewable energy. Last, but not least, is food. Did you know that by 2050, there will be 9 billion people on Earth? The demand for food will double.
People and progress. WWF has managers, scientists, and policymakers, but it needs ordinary people to change things and spread the message. To raise money, people can run a marathon or do a challenge. They can also sign a WWF petition or participate in Earth Hour on the 25th of March. Earth Hour began in Sydney in 2007 when Australians switched off their lights for 1 hour. Now, it's a global event.
Precious panda. The giant panda is classified as a vulnerable species. It's the perfect logo for a conservation movement. But that's not the only reason why a panda represents WWF. In 1958, a female panda called Chi-Chi arrived at London Zoo. She was the only panda living in the West when WWF was founded in 1961. In England, everyone loved her, and black and white are ideal colours for printing.